SBS Radio.
Navigating a gluten-free lifestyle as a newly diagnosed celiac can be tricky, especially when your family is Italian and your mum owns a pasta bar like Melbourne's Christian Pisano. But Mr. Pisano says that's actually the easy part and that it was getting diagnosed that was much harder.
I was sick for about 3 months and then my doctor sent me for a colonoscopy and endoscopy, and after that my biopsy came back that I was celiac.
Gluten is a protein found in wheat, rye, barley and oats. Currently, the only way to test if you're allergic to it is to eat it, and lots of it, for weeks, even months. Christian's mother, Tina, says it was difficult to watch.
He was lethargic, not himself, in pain all the time. He'd get up from the dinner table, which we usually linger at quite a lot because we like to talk, and he would have a meal and then get up and go straight to the bathroom. So at the very beginning, I thought he wanted to get out of doing the dishes. But as time went on, we realised he was very unwell.
After you've eaten all that gluten, you then have to have an endoscopy. Thankfully, the world's leading celiac researchers think they've found a better way, and they've published findings that could lead to the disease being diagnosed through a simple blood test. That would mean patients would only need to eat gluten once. Associate Professor Jason Tyden is one of the researchers involved.
So this is the first time anyone's been able to show distinct markers that are linked to gluten in people with celiac disease in the hours after they consume it. And one of the potential exciting possibilities of this finding is that we can now develop a very simple blood-based test to diagnose celiac disease.
Celiac disease affects about 1 in 70 Australians, but Professor Tyden says 80% of them are undiagnosed, and that some people are avoiding the current test because it's so invasive.
Traditionally, celiac disease was considered a very Caucasian-based illness, but we now know that it has a very global distribution. And in fact, the highest prevalence of celiac disease is in northern Africa, and we're starting to see a lot more celiac disease in Asian countries as well.
Once developed, the diagnostic blood test will have to be trialled. That means for those waiting to learn if they have celiac disease, the current test is the only test for at least the next few years. Rachel Carey, SBS News.
sbs.com.au